I like it.
How long have you been a rainbow?
Since I was 3.
Awesome.
They're so perfect. They're going to be so happy about
you. That is cool.
Yeah.
Can you tell me your names and where you're from?
My name is Robert Clovis Seaman, and I'm from Viroqua, Wisconsin.
Awesome.
My name is Ann Mackle. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Alrighty. Pittsburgh.
All right.
And if you guys just want to hold this up rather than me,
we'll just set it here.
In your face.
Yeah, I think so.
They said that you're one of the first people here. When did you come? How did you come?
Well, I was in Wisconsin kicking it, and the storm hit, and I don't own a TV, so I didn't actually realize the extent of it until I went up to my grandma's a couple days later and watched the news, and then I was shocked. Like, I had no clue. Like, I just heard there's a hurricane. Living in Wisconsin, it doesn't affect you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so then it kind of sunk in with me a little bit about the whole storm, and maybe I should do something, and I was going through a lot of stuff in life where I wasn't really sure if I could just uproot and come down here. And so I kept kind of getting into it more and more, thinking about it. And then one day I was at this high school I work at where I teach, and we were teaching about the word responsibility. And in our mission statement, we distinctly hyphen it. It says responsible instead of responsible. And the whole message here is that those that are able to respond to a situation are responsible. And I thought, well, shit, you know, I don't have a job, I ain't got nothing to hold me down, I go to Rainbow every year, I have this kitchen in my barn that can feed thousands of people, you know, and I thought, therefore, I am responsible, you know, so, more, you know, like, out of that feeling of responsibility, I call up Organic Valley, who is part of our community, and I also work for them on the off season, and our farm is one of their farms. We farm for them too, and talk to them about the idea of coming down, and they offered up their bus that they have, a bus with a walk-in refrigerator truck in the back. So, and then I put my kitchen equipment on the roof of it, and they cut me a budget to get some gas money and some basic food. And we came down, me and Jerome and Tenali, another friend, two friends of mine, and Tenali just helped me drive the bus down, then flew home. Jerome stayed here for about a month. On the way down, we met up with Mr. Funk and in Alexandria, Louisiana, and we didn't have any clue where we were going. We were just going. You know, we just knew. My whole goal was to get in and help or get out of the way, because I didn't want to add to the confusion. And so we were really just trying to find someone to be, but not get in the way, because I didn't want to be just part of the mess, you know, getting in FEMA's way, getting in Red Cross's way, getting in someone's way that's already trying to help. So I really was trying to go through the official way, like to sign up for a region through the Red Cross, whatever, and it was a mess. There was not, we weren't getting anywhere that way. You know, and Aaron was really trying. He was going through, he'd calling the governor, calling Patch Adams, you name it. We talked to him, trying to find us somewhere to go, and we basically got nowheres that way. And then we ran into, we came down with another bus, which is Felipe Chavez, who's now running Welcome Home.
I know him.
And they came, our buses came together. We arrived and we split up to try and find where we should be, like the location. And he went to Hammond, we went to Alexandria looking, and in Hammond he ran into Jim Jones from here in this lot at a gas station, and I think in the parking lot of a church, and Jim Jones like, come back and feed with us in Waveland. And so Felipe showed up here and called me, and I came the next day down from, you know, and so we arrived here, me and Mr. Funk at that point. Tenali had already flown home. Me, Mr. Funk, and Jerome pulled in, and Felipe was already here with a couple other people, and we set up, and the next day we served our first meals, you know, and basically then just started cooking, and the church that invited us here, the Bass Drop Community Outreach Center, was just awesome, and they really opened the door for us to be here, because they invited us to be with them. And then they immediately kind of stepped back from cooking and became the market, and we became the food industry part, the cooking, and we right away took on our roles, and we've been working alongside of one another ever since. Just a completely awesome environment. So.
Yeah, we're
Now, you guys feed a lot of people. Is this the kind of capacity that you're used to, or
right now, we're serving about 1,000 a day. Uh-huh. And I'd say that our capacity is about what I'm used to at Rainbow. Uh-huh. I feed about 1,000 a day. Uh-huh. But previously, when in the earlier seasons, I think our biggest day we counted 3,980 some people, almost 4,000 people. And we were working with about 12 to 16 people then, volunteer-wise. And so there was a lot of, that was beyond anything I had ever experienced. And at that point, we were also working under, I'd been part of Everybody's Kitchen, Rainbow 95, and they fed probably that many, but I was 15, so I was just kind of I was there. I wasn't any part of actually, you know.
Yeah.
I was a part of it. I was cooking.
Yeah, but were junior.
I was junior, yeah. So I was junior. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, that was interesting. So when we were feeding these numbers, and at that point, you know, we were just focused. All the food came from churches and Organic Valley, basically. Organic Valley sent us shipments. Back then, they sent a lot of food because we needed a lot. They sent like 8 to 10 pallets a week. Now they only send like 2 or 3 because we don't need them. We have lots of support from the county and things.
Lots of
support from the county. The county fulfills food orders for us. Different independent organizations now fulfill food orders for us. You name it, the people are here.
No, baby. Oh. Sorry. Sorry, Kiki. I just didn't want to mess up.
No, it's all good. It's rolling. So,
okay.
We have, I mean, the amount of people that support us is endless. We have a list of support that's like forever, you know. We really have had no shortage. We came with nothing practically. You know, we had a bus and some kitchen equipment. But if you could see here, which I'm sure the photos would display.
Tell me some of the things.
When we're a lot more than a bus and a couple burners, you know.
Okay,
at this point.
Tell me how much it is. Tell me what you see around here.
Well, we've taken on now to the point where we have, you know, a 60-foot dome that reaches 30 feet into that sky. We have, that came from Burning Man along with its counterpart, which is a 30-foot dome, 15 feet high. We have a huge red and white tent. I think that thing's 57 by like 30 feet. And then we have four different green Chinese tents. And we also have two different different buses.
Don't hug.
No, dog.
You got a hugger?
No.
Oh,
I don't know. We have lots of stuff here. This is a large scale scene at this point, you know. We basically look like a tent city that takes up a whole Walmart parking lot.
Wow.
You know, would be my description, you
That's
know,
awesome.
and reaches up into the sky like a little village, so to speak, you know.
Tell me, this is going to Pittsburgh, PA. What do you want people to do there to help? How can people help?
At this point?
Yeah, like today, tomorrow, and 3 weeks.
There's still areas that are in dire need of help, such as St. Bernard, and despite popular belief, New Orleans looks like hell, you know, like I don't care what anyone says about them getting all the help, they look like shit still, and same with, we went down to Venice, this whole region south of New Orleans called, I think it's called Mr. Go. It's the run of, you know, refineries that goes out about 86 miles of Mississippi down there. That place was eliminated from the map. It looks way worse than Waveland does. I mean, it was eliminated. At this point, they need the real need here is volunteer humans to come down that are willing to gut these houses, volunteer, you know, construction working, and the materials. They need plywood, they need drywall, they need things to rebuild their houses that they can't really afford at this point. The materials is a huge thing. They need tools. It's a lot more like, you know, yellow and black construction style at this point than it is feeding people. Most everyone's on their feet. Food is still needed in those areas I listed. They're really, you know, St. Bernard and these areas. Waveland getting back on its feet. And,
uh-huh.
and light communities, the smaller rural communities have had an easier time getting on their feet because as you go inland, right away you get to okay areas. Within 2 to 3 miles, you'll find a house that wasn't damaged.
Yeah.
Versus the areas like New Orleans, the whole city was, you know, was drowned.
They need to get in there.
And vacant, you know, for quite a while there. And same with the Mystico region, down that 86 miles down there. It's just, they opened that up like 2 weeks ago. No one had even been there.
Wow.
And when we went, it still stunk of death just last week. And we're talking 2.5 weeks after the storm. 2.5 months. So it's been a lot. I would say
to help your organization on its mission in St. Bernard.
On St. Bernard. Funding and food, you know, the fundamental F's, I guess. Funding and food.
How can people give? What's the vehicle to give?
The vehicle to give, I'm not sure if they're starting their own website, but as of right now, we're running through REMA Relief.
How do you spell that?
.org, REMA, like FEMA, only with an R. REMA Relief. Yeah, it sounds like a medication, I know, but it's a
.org.
But I think they're going to probably run on their own thing called Emergency Communities.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they built a website yet, but if you search St. Bernard Emergency Communities, you'll find them, you know. I am unsure that how exactly, because it's just, we haven't got there. We're still in the talking to EOC and... Well, down there is the ROC and getting things, you know, squared away.
Yeah, sure.
So,
You guys, this is impressive. This is really
incredible. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.